This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And for longtime coach Scott Spinelli joins us now. We'll get into the Terps and some of the shakeups and coaching in the DMV in a minute. But I want to start with the Sweet 16, Scott, with you, because we get the action going again tonight at 6:30 as soon as we're off the air here on Grant and Danny. We've got four games today, four tomorrow. And eventually, by the end of the weekend, we're going to whittle 16 down to four of the games tonight. So Kansas City, Michigan State, UConn and Arkansas, Tennessee playing FAU, and UCLA against Gonzaga. What's your favorite game?
I tell you what, they're all favorites of mine. I think every one of those games has a storyline to talk about. But, you know, I think the game right now that you kind of keep an eye on is this Houston-Miami game. I mean, look, Miami really had a lot of problems with a very good defensive-minded team like Drake in that opening round. And if it wasn't for the brilliance in Coach Larrañaga in terms of pressing and really creating some offense through that press late, they might not have even gotten to where they are. But they're a very, very talented bunch. They've got great guard play. They've got some transfers who are stars. They've got depth. But the thing is, Houston right now, if Sasser's healthy, they're going to defend like Drake did. Their physicality is going to be even that much bigger in terms of having bigger, more athletic guys. I think Houston's a little bit more complete in terms of their offensive side of the ball. I think Houston tonight in Miami is a very interesting matchup, and I really like Houston if Sasser's healthy.
Scott, I had UConn as a Final Four team. I thought they had everything that you could want. I know they went through a lull, and that's why they weren't a top two or three seed. But tough matchup with Arkansas tonight. How do you see it?
I agree. I think UConn's team is built, you know, to get to the Final Four. I mean, they've got so much talent, so much depth. They've got, you know, incredible athleticism. They've got star power with Hawkins and Sanogo. And, you know, look, they've got transfers like Alani, who was at Vatek, and, you know, he was a starter, was one of the better players in the ACC, and he doesn't play much, and neither does the kid Diarra, who started at Texas A&M. So they've got all the pieces. The issue to me is this. Arkansas, in terms of how they play, if they can create turnovers, live ball turnovers, meaning there's a big difference between the ball being, you know, out of bounds or a travel or a carry. If they can create some steals and generate offense, meaning Arkansas against a UConn team that has done that. They did that against Marquette. That's why Marquette beat them in the Big East tournament. I think that's the storyline in this game. I do agree with you. I think UConn is so talented. But I tell you what, Arkansas has had some time to prepare. They're playing very well right now. They've got a coach that's got these guys playing their best basketball in the tournament. I think Arkansas could get by UConn in this game.
From just what I've seen in this tournament, certainly in round one, but I would say overall, UCLA and Texas look like two of the tougher teams as far as the high seeds to me. UCLA's going to have a test tonight, though, with Gonzaga, the three seed, a 30-win team, 31-5, two seed UCLA. Break that one down for me.
Two teams built with culture, right? I mean, you're seeing all different types of college programs as it relates to how some teams have been built in this 16, as it relates to transfers and putting teams together on the transfer portal with 50-year guys. Then you've got other teams who are built on culture, you know, guys who have been around there. Yeah, there's some transfers, but they've been there, you know, for multiple years. And I think in both, you know, the both Gonzaga's program and UCLA are both cultured programs. So very evenly matched team, a game. I think both teams you could make a case for in this game. Obviously, you feel for Jalen Clark going down. But, again, UCLA is every bit as good and potentially could beat Gonzaga. I just think this is Gonzaga's year. I think there's something magical about, you know, look, they don't have the expectations that they've had coming into this tournament with a top draft pick, with a one seed. And these are kids, guys. And when the stage gets bigger, you know, sometimes that, you know, the expectations can impact the kids. And I don't think Gonzaga has that. I think Gonzaga's got a magical run still left in them this year.
Scott, got to sneak one in here real quick on the locals. Georgetown, Ed Cooley, what are your thoughts?
Terrific coach. I've known Coach Cooley for many years, recruited against him, had our battles when I was at Boston College, even at Maryland. We played him in tournaments. I think he's a very underrated coach. Excellent recruiter. You know, he'll demand accountability. I think that's the biggest thing right now in coaching that you're seeing places like Michigan State, and is holding your guys accountable, and that's why Michigan State is where they're at today. But I do think Coach Cooley is going to implement a fun style there. But again, excellent coach, you know, a guy that can really recruit. I think he'll get some excitement there back quickly in the Georgetown program.
Coach, great insight. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great night.
You too.
The table is set for some college basketball, which is about 2 hours and 20 minutes away from getting going in the Sweet 16.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.